is Duke Dallin Dan and the Weekday Wake Up.
7:43 is our time this morning on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Another legislative report, this time from Senator Laura Pearson of Kemmer, joining us live over the phone from Cheyenne. Senator Pearson, good morning. How's Cheyenne today?
Good morning, Duke. It's just fine. We got quite a lot of rain yesterday, so that was good.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, appreciate your time as always. I know you have committee meetings and everything coming up here in just a few moments, so we'll jump right in here and start with the budget. Boy, I tell you, a week ago, you know, through the session, it seemed like there was just such a big gap between the two chambers on the budget and where things were heading and where things wanted to go. But boy, the committee did a great job, and bada bing, bada boom, it's all done just like that.
Yeah, I was happy to see that we got through it. That's all we need is to have another special session, you know, and costing the taxpayers money to come back. So I'm happy that is done. So,
yeah, not just done, but it seems like it's a budget that most everybody seems to be happy with. Were there a couple highlights? Of course, a lot of people talked about the university funding, the business council funding, and things like that. Anything in the budget that stuck out to you that you'd like to bring up?
Well, yeah. So in the budget, I think it ended up about, I'm hearing between 54 and 138 million lower than the governor's recommendation, what they decided on. The Senate side is saying 54 million. The House side is saying 138 million. But I think some money got put back into the general fund is why there's kind of that discrepancy. UW is funded, but they have to identify $5 million of cost savings. So this would be like degree programs with only 3 to 5 students, things like that. And so there's kind of a provision in there on the UW funding. The state employees got raises, and so that was good. Public media is funded as of now, and the Wyoming Business Council is funded for a year. So I think that they ended up getting about $14 million to fund their staff. So there should be no Wyoming Business Council employees that are let go for this year while we decide how to reorganize Wyoming Business Council. So that's kind of the highlights of the budget per se, or what I know. So
sure. That's Senator Pearson this morning joining us live from Cheyenne with a legislative report. Well, Senator Pearson, let's switch gears and talk recalibration amidst the budget. Of course, you still have this recalibration bill, and I understand it did pass the Senate. Are you familiar with where it sits in the House right now? Or have you kind of been following where things are at with that?
Yeah, so I got an update on recalibration last night, and I think it's still, they're still meeting to hash out a few details, but as far as I know right now, kind of where it sits is a $75,000 average wage for teachers. The teachers are still siloed, so being that we want that money for the teachers protected. Then I think that there's some sort of a provision in there for Lincoln County number 2 for a 7% raise in the first year, a 10% raise in the second year, and a 10% raise in the third year. Because there are a lot of those employees are already above that $75,000. Health insurance, we took off the instance where all employees have to have their health insurance with the state. So basically, these school districts can choose their own health insurance. The caveat in there is that the health insurance will be only for the employees that are employed and using it. So no ghost positions. We're not going to pay for employees that are insurance for employees that are possibly using their spouse's insurance, for instance, you know, so we're kind of reining that in a little bit. Let's see, and that money can only go to medical insurance. And then the money that we give to the school districts needs to be equal to the state's insurance plan, or, you know, I mean, the cost-wise. So, and from what I'm understanding, the state's insurance plan is pretty good. So, then the salary cap for the superintendents is off for now. The enrollment is still is. They moved it from a 1 year to a 2 year rolling average. And then the funding model will pay for 263 more teachers than the current model. So that's good. When they were worried that teachers would have to be fired or whatever, it's just not the case. Then let's see, what else? So in this recalibration, currently there's $125 million per year more for education. And then also they put in a $10 million per year for a dual enrollment grant for college courses. And so that would be instances where high school students want to take college courses and kind of start their degree in high school, so $10 million a year for that. So that's kind of where we are on recalibration right now. It's still going through the process between the House and the Senate, but that's the update that I have on that.
Okay, excellent. Senator Laura Pearson of Kemmer this morning with an update live from Cheyenne. Senator, just here at the end, any other pieces of legislation that you've had your eye on or feel worth mentioning this morning while we have you?
Yeah, so what I really want is for the people in Kemmer and Opal to look at a bill called SB 120. And what it's called is Energy Product Reclassification and Sovereignty Act. Representative Campbell brought this bill. He's been working on it for 2 years. And basically what this bill is going to do is the premise behind it is so that Wyoming natural gas will have energy sovereignty. And it's creating a way to like a manufacturing plant. And right now they're kind of looking at over by Opal. And the premise behind this bill is to use the natural gas for creating products to export. So basically Wyoming would be the actual manufacturing of these products. And so I just want to give my constituents a heads up that this bill is going through the process. I don't want any people to feel like they're blindsided. I think that it's a good bill. I think it's a good bill, but I want my constituents to know that they're really thinking about doing this, and I think it would be great. It would be great for Wyoming, and we should be using our natural gas, and we should be creating some way to manufacture that natural gas into products that can be exported. So I think it's a great bill, but I want the people to know that that's out there.
Yes.
Also, my shared parenting day is on third reading today, so hopefully it's going to be signed by the governor. The heartbeat bill, HB 126, is on third reading today. And Sherry Steinmetz was able to get an amendment on that bill that kind of brings back, if any of these abortion bills get caught up in the courts, it brings back some of our old language protecting at least life at viability back to the 2022 rules, because all of that was lost in this last Supreme Court ruling. So we basically have nothing as far as abortion in our state right now. There could be abortions up to the day of birth. So That brought back some of that. The red flag bill, HB 98, it just strengthens the red flag, the red flag laws. I think that one was introduced yesterday. And so, and then concealed carry for 18-year-olds, HB 96, that one is introduced. And so those are just some of the things. There's a lot of things, but those are the things that stand out to me right now. But I really do want people to look at HB 120 because that is possibly going to affect Ocala and Kemmer area. So, and I think it's great.
Absolutely. As you were talking about it, I looked it up. It just so our listeners know, it looks like that's scheduled for a 10 a.m. today on the session floor, on the Senate floor for second reading. So people can find that live broadcast, of course, on YouTube if they'd like to follow that. Senator Laura Pearson, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate the update today.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You betcha. And that's Senator Laura Pearson of Kemmer this morning with the Legislative Report on the SVI Radio Network.